podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe it's right.
Welcome back, fight fans. We are back, and we're in the middle of a fight. Live fight chat. Urokas Gamboa, Jason Sosa, they're in the ring. Matt the Hipster Hunter, Nesta Gibbs, we're on call, commentating this fight.
What up?
Bring in my co-host, Matt. What's up? What's up? So it's the second round. I didn't get to see any of that first round. I'm telling you, I've been scrambling over here to get this thing going, going through issues with Mr. Cash Weezy. I guess he's on his rag today.
I only saw maybe 20 seconds of the first round because of it.
I'm watching this replay of Sosa hitting Gamboa on the fucking leg.
I'm watching the replay of a headbutt. I'm always ahead of you, though. Beginning of the second round. Let us know in the chat who you thought won that first round, because we didn't see it.
Gamboa looking fast today so far, you know.
Yeah, Sosa hasn't really pushed the pace either. That's another thing that's been helping Gamboa. Gamboa's been able to pick his shots and just box.
Sosa's getting pressure. Good left hook by Sosa.
Oh, yeah. That was a good left hook. Looked like a little – it shook up Gamboa's legs there a little bit. Both guys just looking at each other.
Right now, good right hand by Sosa.
Oh, maybe you're ahead of me now. Damn it. Gamboa definitely needs to counter Sosa on the entry.
Straight right hand to the body by Gamboa.
It kind of looks out.
Oh, left hook. Nice left hook by Gamboa. See, I don't like that hands down. Good body shot by Sosa. And that's what you got to do to this guy, Gamboa, man. He wants to put his hands down. He want to act like he's better than what he is when he leaves himself, you know, defensively wide open. Sosa taking advantage by going to the body. He's really got this walk him down posture. I think he might be, I don't know, reading too much into Gamboa's last performances. You can't just expect that Gamboa's going to lay over because he's lost, a couple of fights.
Not lay over, but you think that you can get him out of there more. You think that there's a weaker chin there, and a chin that's already sort of had a suspect reputation. And at 35 years old, you know, that chin has been weak lately.
Agreed. Issue here is Jason was obviously training for a pre-existing fight. We don't know how in shape Gamboa was. Beautiful body work by Gamboa, double left hook to the body of Sosa. Good right hand over the top. Caught Sosa leaning in. Another jab as Sosa lunged in. But Sosa did land a less straight left of his own, or I guess a left hook maybe.
Gamboa was the one that had a fight scheduled that had an injury, and his opponent was injured. Jason Sosa is the one that stepped in on late notice.
That is definitely wrong. Sosa's been training.
He could have been training, but not for this card. Gamboa was already on this card.
When it was injured. Good body shot by Sosa.
I can look it up for you.
These guys are really letting some hands go here in the second round. I don't know why Gamboa is doing this. He's the smaller guy, the one that moved up. That's the fight that he needs to be fighting, what he's doing now. Sticking and moving. But Sosa investing into the body. Two good body shots. And Gamboa's hands are starting to come down. Oh, right hand lands for Sosa. Gamboa looking to clinch. He landed his own right hand, but man, you know how Gamboa looks when he gets hit, and that's how it looked. I don't know. We'll see in the replay. Sheesh.
And by the way, I was wrong. You were right. Sosa was the one training for Robinson Castellanos.
I said I told you so before, but whatever.
I know. I just wanted to make sure because I was like almost dead positive that Gamboa was the one.
Shout out to my boy right there. What's Jason Sosa? Chino right there in the corner. You see him. The hat to the bat. Padman right there. That's also Tevin Campbell's pad. I mean, not Tevin Campbell. What the fuck? Tevin Farmer. Tevin Campbell's like an R&B singer. There you go. Yo, I got those same earrings that Sosa Trainer got, but like mine's are like a carat and a half. I'll never wear those things again.
Really?
Dude, that's too big. That's like back in the day. That was like 10 years ago.
Round three. Who did you give that last one?
Look at Gamboa coming out swinging some leather in the beginning of the round. But that jab, he kind of does what Rigo does with the jab. Oh, but he tripped. But that body shot landed. He's lucky that referee is being a good ref. That body shot by Sosa landed with the left hand to Gamboa's body. Then he tripped over the foot. So
it was obviously a trip. I mean,
yeah, but you never know, bro. You know how things are, man. Gamboa doing a lot of moving now. Good jab by Sosa. Sosa with the rival boxing gloves.
Good left hand by Gamboa.
He's trying to loop that left hook around the guard of Sosa. There he goes. Tried the left hook again. But look at the left hand, how low it is, bro. Oh, shot behind the head by Gamboa. He always does that shit. So he's a little shorty too, man. Jason needs to do that. Put the earmuffs on. There you go. Body shot. He dug to the left. Jason did. Another jab lands by Jason. He's definitely putting the mental and physical. Oh, good uppercut on the inside by Gamboa. Short little left by Jason Sosa as he gets pushed back on the ropes by Gamboa.
Sosa needs to use a jab more on, when he comes in.
He's not yes.
really setting up anything.
Left hook to the body by Gamboa, followed by a left hook upstairs. He's doing a lot of clinching, though. He's not going to be able to take this pace. You see,
no, he won't.
The mental pressure that Jason is putting just by coming forward is going to be a lot for Gamboa, and he hasn't really landed anything to get the respect of Sosa. And Sosa looks pretty big in there.
Yeah, but Gamboa's always looked small, too, I would say. Like, Gamboa was naturally a 126-pounder. Ooh, good left hand by Sosa on the inside. Causes Gamboa to tie up. Good jab by Gamboa. But the problem with Gamboa, he hasn't really established any sort of respectable power or shots in this fight so far. He hasn't made Sosa respect him and make Sosa back up.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, you know, he hasn't
Gamboa, he hasn't really
gotten any respect yet.
That's true.
Damn, I know Bruce ain't say, come on, Gamboa. Did he really lay the money on him?
Yes, he did.
This guy loves losing.
Well, no, I think he laid the money on the decision.
The parlay?
Yeah, I think he laid on Jason Sosa winning by decision, which it's like,
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at Sosa, and his body's telling me one thing, but his face and mouth is saying another thing. So I don't know.
You think he's tired?
I don't know. His body doesn't look like good left hook. They exchange left hooks. Gamboa landed a jab and another jab. He's definitely faster and can time Sosa, but the short arms are allowing him to be in exchanges he really shouldn't be in.
I don't think Sosa's tired. I think.
Well,
looking
at him in this corner, he's breathing heavy. His trainer's telling him to relax, to be short.
I think he looks tense. Like, he looks like he's.
Yeah, putting, you know what?
Putting too much on these shots.
And maybe he's trying too much, too. You know, maybe it's like I said, maybe he's reading into Gamboa's last performances so much that he himself is looking for that knockout because he sees other people have come close or have gotten it.
I agree. I think that's probably what it is, that he's not necessarily getting tired, but it looks like he is working too much in there.
Ooh, Gamboa landed that. But you know what? Sosa took that very well. That's scary.
Tough though. Sosa's always had shit. That's never been an issue.
It's scary for Gamboa. What are we in the fourth round now? And he just gave him his money shot, and you know, Sosa walked through it, and now he's even coming a little stronger. And Gamboa definitely firing back. He's letting go of combinations. And I like the movement that he's doing, like good lateral movement, but he's got to keep that left hand up, man. Sosa landed a little short right hand.
Gamboa sticks to this game plan, he can outbox Sosa. He has the potential and the pedigree to be
able to box. Sosa landed that jab. You know, it's Gamboa's defense. You know, he's always been good offensively. It's the defense And really, Sosa needs to pay attention to that. He can get in the inside just with the simple jab. Gamboa's, you know, his arms are not in normal position to block the jab. That's why he's eating so many.
And work the body. If you have a guy that's on the back foot like that, moving that way, slow him down. Hit him to the body. Make him react in a much slower way. To where
I am liking Sosa's mannerisms. Shout out to him trying to bring this fight. I just need him to let his hands go just a little bit more. That's why I need him to start this work with the jab. He tried the overhand right there. Gamboa deflected with his left shoulder. Some more clinching on Gamboa. I want to see him be warned at this point. I know he's the smaller man moving up, but, you know, lose some weight, buddy. You can't take the
heat. The ref just warned him right there.
Gamboa letting his hands go. Got Jason on the back foot.
Some of those shots are so sloppy. It looks like
they were. I'm glad you said it. They were. Hands down again by Gamboa. This is how he gets caught, man. Unfortunate.
Gamboa gets too wild. He gets too erratic.
Complacent, I think. Not wild, complacent. He starts to believe that he has everything under control, you know, and his speed usually plays that part. You know, he's usually faster than his guy, the timing, and then he gets reckless, putting the hands down or trying to land too many combinations. Like you've seen that exchange right there. It was probably like four punches that he threw, and Jason was able to get one. There was another three-punch combination.
Right hand by Sosa. That overhand right is going to be the answer to Gamboa's jab, his lazy jab, where he just lets it just fall down to his waist.
Oh, good short uppercut on the inside by Sosa. It got Gamboa's attention. Here he is with some more clinching. Man, Gamboa may not make this one, Bruce. I'm sorry.
Yo, but he also bet.
No, that left hook straight right looked it very slow. Come on, Gambo. It's only the fourth round. Get it together, baby. Don't tell me you're going to be a fucking veteran name, a gatekeeper now. Get your shit together.
He is. He lost to Robinson Castellanos. Come on.
Yo, but if he pulls this run to Sosa, he's back in the mix. Come on.
That's true, but I mean,
they're both coming off losses. This is a good fight for both.
But both their losses are not equal. Sosa's loss is very different than Gamboa's loss. And the competition in which they lost to is very different as well.
Yeah, but if Gamboa could somehow pick up the pace, turn around this performance, and make it good, he's right in the mix with a conversation with Lomachenko since Sosa lost to Lomachenko.
Only because of his name.
Of course.
If he was a 35-year-old nobody, no, it wouldn't matter. He wouldn't get that Loma fight. But it's Gamboa.
He ain't no 35-year-old nobody, though. He's Gamboa.
Exactly.
And if he could piece together this win in good fashion,
he'll get another big one, a big fight. He will. But he's not going to.
I mean, you know, gone are the days of Gamboa being all that, though. I mean, check him out, taking short notice fights with Jason Sosa and shit.
Yeah.
But it's a good fight. I'm happy he did it. We're going into round five. Sosa coming out letting some leather go. Throws a big left hook. Both men throw and land left hooks on the guard. Nothing clean.
Both Gamboa guys have been a lot to that lead left hook.
Yes, they are. Oh, big right hand by Sosa. Partially. Oh, right hand by Gamboa. Definitely got Sosa's attention, but you know what? It got his.
That wobbled his legs for a second. He's
snapped. Yeah, but. I don't think it hurt as much as we think because he immediately put the pressure on Gamboa. Gamboa crumbled, and the referee had to clean the gloves up. Now Gamboa wanting to hold again. You know, Sosa using the forearm. Gamboa complaining to the referee and to Sosa about the forearm being across the neck and chest. Gamboa waiting for Sosa in the middle of the ring. No reason why. Just got mollywopped with what looked like a left hook. Sosa throwing a big bolo-like right hand, missing wildly. Ooh, trying the uppercut on the inside. Gamboa throwing less and less punches now, Matt.
Yeah, he is. I don't think Gamboa likes the pressure. He thought that right hand was going to do something, and it did the exact opposite of what he wanted. Even though I do think that Jason Sosa was a little bit hurt in that flash second, he recovered so quickly that threw Gamboa off. It threw him completely off, and it surprised him. He was not ready for that.
Sosa still invested into the body. He feinted a overhand right and then took a step and landed like a shovel uppercut to the midsection of Gamboa. Here's another left hook to the body of Gamboa. Yeah, he's looking for stoppage here, guys. His punches have a lot on him as well. Gamboa's hands are down again.
Tying up.
Man, you know, I'm starting to see the mannerisms I don't want to see from Gamboa. Too much conversation with the ref as well. Don't like that. Good combination by Gamboa. Doubled up the body shot attack and tried to come up top with a left hook. But the body shots did land, not that left hook.
Good slip by Gamboa. Got out of there. Reestablished position.
He's so good offensively, bro. But see? Look at the timing on that jab.
If you had the skill set of Gamboa, not you, just anyone, you would be a successful boxer. Like you would have a great career. And Gamboa has had a great career. Win or lose tonight. I mean,
you got to question if it's stamina, though, Matt. Like, you know, seeing that left hand there, he's notorious for that. And let's be honest, your left hand's low because your shoulder's burning. It hurts. You're tired of keeping it up.
It's out that way. It could just be a style. Like, that's the one.
Yeah, you're right. Sergio Martinez had a similar style, but it's not suited for him. Look, hands down, Sosa lands not only a right over the top, but a short left uppercut on the inside, and it's because of his hands being down. If that's style, it's dumb, and if it's stamina, get your endurance up, man, because it's costing him points.
When you're 20, 25 years old, 30, you can do that. And if you're that level of a talent like a Gamboa or Sergio Martinez, you can 100% get away with that. But once you hit 33, 35, and your speed starts going, your reflexes start going, that style that's so rooted in your muscle memory doesn't suit you anymore. Same with, look at Roy Jones Jr. He is the perfect example of a disadvantageous style for him in the long term. But in the short term, it was one of the most amazing styles that we ever saw. But in the long term, when he was past his prime, it hurt him. Same with Ali. Like, that just happens to those flashy fighters.
So who's in the corner for Gamboa? That's not Ismael Salas, is it?
I was not looking, to be honest. I was talking.
Good body shot by Gamboa. But Sosa answered back. Sosa making this a tough fight. He's letting his hands go on these clinches now.
I just wish Sosa used a jab.
Yeah, because he's coming in with his hands up, man. And Gamboa, that's all you got to do, bro. He's jabbing and moving. That's what he needs to do. You know, he's getting caught when he tries to do these three-punch combinations, you know. And it's funny because Ken Porter talks about that, right, about pad work and how all these guys want to do 100-punch combinations on the pads, but you can't do that in a fight. And this is evidence of that. You know, anytime Gamboa tries to throw three or more, Sosa answers. And he should. He should stick to the jab and the 1-2, and he'll win this fight easy.
Well, the problem with Gamboa is when he starts throwing in combinations, he sacrifices all of his defense, all of it. Like, he never brings his hands back up to his face in his combination. That's his problem. He can get away with it in a 2-punch combo, a 3-punch. But in a 4, if he never brings his hands back to his face, he is susceptible to a counter.
I think he just landed 2 uppercuts on Sosa, bro. And you know what? I'm questioning because I'm not sure that he did, because Sosa acted as if nothing happened. I don't think Gamboa carried his power up, man.
Also, you know.
Oh, man, another shot behind the head on Gamboa's part. He's no good on the clinch, man. I don't know why he likes to be there.
I think he likes to be there because he doesn't like the pressure. That's why. When you're getting pressured by somebody and you don't like it, you tie up. That's what you're taught to do.
Sosa has good left hook by Sosa. Sosa has so much power on that right hand, or he's throwing it at least. Ooh, good, you know, shoeshine-like body shots by Sosa on the inside to the midsection of Gamboa.
I'm actually surprised Gamboa is still in here, to be honest. I didn't think he had this much left in the tank. That Castellanos fight was very bad.
Unfortunately, I am not scoring this, but I want to believe. I mean, I can't even say Sosa's winning, though, because, you know, these judges may give Gamboa credit for some of his evasive tactics, some of his jabs, his timing on the jabs, some of the combination punching. You know, he's landed the occasional big shot. They had a highlight reel with the left hook. Oh, Sosa lands a left hook that makes Gamboa immediately clinch. Uh-oh, Sosa needs to jump on him. I don't know. Now Gamboa got that right hand up high. Was he hurt, Matt? Because he's going, look, he threw two punches, but he's clinching again.
I didn't see him get hurt.
Oh.
It was a good shot, but I didn't see someone get
Sosa
hurt.
Sosa jump on him. Oh, body shot by Sosa. Right hand to the body, midsection.
And with Gamboa, you can tell when he's hurt. You can always tell when he's hurt.
Gamboa is a clinch master.
I can't believe that CompuBox has that Gamboa has landed more punches. I mean, I can kind of see it because he's using the jab more. But, I mean, a lot of his shots are missing or just sloppy shit. Like, it's not. Like, a lot of it doesn't even have power sometimes, it looks like.
Are you worried for Slava?
I'm not worried for him, but he's definitely not winning.
Hmm.
But again, that's going to be a separate live fight chat. So
when Pittsburgh this is Bruce says he has Gamboa winning.
I can.
The MFA says Gamboa seems unfit. I mean, other than the left hand being low, there's really no signs. He's not breathing heavy. He is letting his hands go. But other than that left hand being low and I guess excessive clinching on my, you know, is what I see a lot of clinching, but that's just me, you know, but those are the signs of, you know, that I could associate with some sort of fatigue, if any, but it's not a direct indicator. I don't think he hasn't looked fatigued. Oh, right. Oh, he took it down.
Oh, that was a knockdown.
Yeah, classic Gamboa trying to act like, oh, I just put my gloves down by accident.
I just wanted to put my gloves down.
I was being the Matrix.
I wanted to stretch my
Listen, cat. Sosa needs to jump on this guy. Don't give him any room to live. Let's go. Come on. He's setting it up so wrong, bro.
But that's the amateur background that he doesn't have, you know? Like, that's the one thing that Jason Sosa... He's a little bit unrefined. He's a Joe Smith Jr. a little bit, you know?
Nah, man. Joe puts it together. Joe's a finisher.
I think Smith has better boxing techniques than Joe Smith Jr. Joe Smith Jr. just has more power than Jason Sosa. Jason Sosa doesn't really have that much power.
I hear you. Sosa doing some good work on the inside. He's slowly breaking Gamboa down. Maybe the MFA was right because these body shots seem to be taking the effect, the tolls. Gamboa trying to give it his all here, letting his hands go, but it always results in a clinch. Sosa working to the body consistently, but it's getting a little ugly.
It is.
Both of them exchange uppercuts. Sosa finishes his with a left hook.
If Gamboa can survive this round, you know, maybe he can make it out. You know, there's only...
Fuck, man. Ooh,
good right hand by Jason Sosa. I don't know how.
I know. And it fought, you know, he landed that right hand by eating a perfectly placed.
Ooh, that right hand. That rocked him. That looked like it rocked Gamboa just a little bit. And Gamboa ties up, man.
Yo, the ref is really looking at Gamboa. He doesn't like what he's doing with his head, like on the inside. And Gamboa slapping with that right hand. He thinks he's in the MMA. That last right hand looked like a hammer fist. Oh, he's about to go down, this guy. Anytime he tries to clinch like that on the inside, Sosa's letting his hands go. Gamboa cannot do this. See? Why is he – like he's cutting the distance and then clinching. For that, stay on the outside if you don't want any smoke. Hands down again. Sosa needs to – lunge in with a left hook followed by a straight right, bro. Ooh.
Or just a classic 1-2-3. A 1-2-3 will work.
Still investing into the body, Sosa. He's looking for this knockout. Remember, this is a 10-rounder. We're in the 7th round. He's going to get it late if he continues this pace.
If you have a guy with his hands down, just bobbing and weaving with his upper waist movement, a 1-2-3 will hit him most likely. One of those is going to hit him hard. And it's probably going to be that 3. So just – and with Jason Sosa with –
Sosa's definitely up now with a knockdown.
Yeah, I would say Jason Sosa has to be up at this point. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back for the main event. We're not going to do a live fight chat for the Solomon Barrera fight, but we will be back for Sergey Kovalev versus Vasiliev Shabransky, which is should be a fun fight, regardless of what you think of it and it being for a vacant title, blah, blah, blah. Should be fun and entertaining. Showing some highlights right now.
Yeah, they're showing that knockdown, how it started. That shot, it just, these shots, they just wobble him always, dude. They shake his brain up.
He's a guy that I honestly worry about in terms of brain health after boxing, just because he's taking a lot of punches.
It's that style. Look how he got out of that exchange. Hands down. It's that he's too cocky, man. And it was good in the lower weight classes. He was, you know, he was muscular. He was bigger than those guys. He was faster than those guys. But, you know, I mean, this is a 130-pound fight. I mean, how much does Sosa weigh, bro?
30-pounder. So he's probably weighing 145 at this point.
Sosa looks big in there. He could take these shots and still try to exchange. I mean, has he swelled up Sosa's face at all? Like, all the jabs that he landed, how perfectly timed they are. Oh, shout out to what's that comedian's name? He's right there in the front row. The one that was sick, and then he had the Netflix comeback.
Oh, Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. See, he's good at timing, bro. He just timed Sosa on the way in with a nice wide ass left hook that came from below, but it caught him.
Gamboa.
He doesn't have the gas tank to let his hands go, bro. He's got to stand there and look silly, you know, trying to be Rigo or Mayweather, and he's not.
Yeah, and I definitely think he is tired at this point. He's definitely not throwing in combination at all at this point.
Yo, even Sosa's tired, bro. Sosa, like, what the fuck is Sosa doing?
Ooh, good right hand by Sosa, but Gamboa staying.
Yeah, but it's one shot at a time. He's got to jump on him.
That left hook kind of, I don't say wobbled Gamboa, but got him moving backwards in a weird way.
Ooh, good right hand by Sosa. That was a good right hand. Yo, he measured it with the left, bro, and Gamboa was baited, bro, and he shot it to the body. That landed perfectly. I'm surprised Gamboa didn't get on the bike. Oh, my God. Sosa. Yo, you see that right hand? That shit came from, like, talk about telegraph.
Bike got sloppy and...
Yo, he sent an email letting him know that right hand was going to come. Holy shit. Come on, Sosa. Come in with the jab, baby. Look, he's running out of ideas, man. He's trying to get in there on some juke and shit. Just use the jab. The dude's hands are down. It's not that hard.
Was it round 9 or 10? Where we're at right now? Oh, Miguel Cotto, a retrospective. Are we going to watch that after the fight? We do a live show of that.
Isn't that just like all his fights and shit, or highlights of his fights? Probably.
I have no idea what it is. I think it's like a 24/7 retrospective sort of thing about his career.
I just want Sosa to do more, because obviously Gamboa has no shot at winning this.
Gamboa had zero shot at winning this, in my opinion, but I don't know if Sosa has it in him to get this finish.
Yeah, his level of activity definitely dropped last.
And he definitely shouldn't force it either. If I'm his coach, I'm telling, or trainer, I should be telling him, don't force this knockout. I know you had him hurt, but don't force it. Just box. Just box. You're winning. Just box.
Well, the trainer believes Sosa can punch too, though. Remember, I visited this camp.
What's his knockout percentage?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
He got the Madden boxing shoes on. Might have to fucking look into that shit.
Ness, why are you pretending like you're a boxer still? You're not on Border Wars.
Yeah, man. I mean, I get better work in my gym. That's why. Ain't no comp in Border Wars. Bunch of sissies in Border Wars.
Yo, shout out to Pittsburgh Brew. Maybe he's challenging you. I'm just saying.
Damn, Sosa ripping Gamboa to the body.
Jason Sosa has a 58% knockout rate. It's not bad.
Ooh. 130. That was a- caught him with a headbutt on the way in.
Yo, come on, ref.
Oh, man.
So they've both been leading with their heads, though.
You know what's sad? That we expected a better fight than this shit, man. You know, when this shit got announced, we was like, oh, this is good. You know, everybody expected. We even thought this was still the fucking fight. And I hope that this performance isn't the best performance of the night. But damn.
It was good for the first, I would say, 5 to 6 rounds. Like, it was good work. It wasn't bad.
Too much clinching. Too much of this, bro. Too much of this. Too much. You got to put Gamboa in there with a puncher so the fight could be fun. Because he's going to always try. He's going to let his hands go. But you got to be able to knock him out. You got to be able to knock him out or hurt him so that he's not clinching you all night. These two guys are equally, you know, equal in power. That's why neither one has swelled the other's face up. Neither one's really gotten a clean knockdown. We about to go all 10, bro.
Yo, Pittsburgh.
And we can expect it. What?
Pittsburgh Brew's about to win his parlay. Gamboa slipping all these shots.
I don't even want to be around when the judges go to this card.
I think no matter who loses, they're going to be upset.
It's a draw, bro. Yo, look at. Look at fucking Sosa, bro. All that posturing to get in and then have Gamboa land a couple of combinations. He's just not letting his hands go. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's going to get to the cards, and they might not give it to him because of that. Because in between him not letting his hands go, Gamboa's clinching. Look at all the clinching Gamboa's doing. You can't even fight, bro. This referee's got to take a point. He's got to warn him, bro.
It's the last. He's not taking.
They're circling the ring in a clinch, man. This shit is ridiculous. And look, Gamboa doesn't even look tired in the corner, bro. I don't know. He's just probably a lazy fighter then. Because he's not breathing heavy or anything like that. So why is he not letting those hands go more?
I think the reality is that Jason Sosa is probably a slightly above average guy, a boxer. And Gamboa is a very above average boxer who's just a little bit shot, a little bit past his prime. And that's the difference here. You have an extraordinary talent who's just old against a middling average talent who's young.
Yo, somebody better do something in this round or be upset with the judges, you know? That's what's going to happen, bro. There you go, Sos. Use the jab, baby. Use the jab. There you go. See? He even landed that one there. Come on. Keep the jab. Oh, my God. Not the right hand, bro. Use the jab. Use the jab.
1, 2. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like,
oh, is it that hard? There you go. See what I'm saying? Like, he could jab, bro.
He just doesn't. He doesn't have the mental or the, you know, the mental.
Gamboa is going for it here, but his work is so
sloppy.
Yo, since it's not clean, it's just dirty. And not in the typical boxing sense, even though it can be because all this fucking clinching, that shit should go under category dirty.
I feel like it's accidentally dirty, too. Like, it's not really on purpose.
I don't know, bro.
Like, some of the shit when he just starts throwing and
clinches,
coming.
This is fatigue. These clinches are from fatigue, bro. Look, this fucking ref, bro. He's got, you know, God know why he didn't make me a ref. Because I'm giving half a warning out. I can't take this right here. Look, Why is Gamboa clinching? Like, it's like the ref breaks him up. He lets them. There we go, baby. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Take the point. Don't warn him. Take it. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to the ref, baby. That's what I'm saying. About fucking time. Fucking dirty ass. Clinching is illegal, bro. Now that's a point missing for a clinching, a point for a knockdown. Bro, if Gamboa wins this fight in a 10-round fight, yo, Golden Boy got the bag. Yo, Gamboa's, yo, his work is just, it isn't clean, bro. There's nothing on that, man. Jason Sosa with the shot behind the head, bro. I don't like those after my boy Pritchard, bro. You got to get that shit together. These two guys have been doing that all night.
You know how I feel after this fight? Just put me out of my misery.
Good little right hand by Sosa. But you see, that's the thing. Sosa is, like you said, lacking that amateur background. So he lands the one shot that hurts Gamboa, but he doesn't have the... He
doesn't know what to do after that.
Yeah, you know, and so it gives Gamboa the opportunity to clinch and just do what he's doing there. He's just laying on him. He doesn't want to fight. He should not be allowed on TV anymore, man. Fuck this shit. He needs toe-to-toe Tuesdays at this point. Straight up, man. He's got the goal.
I'm so glad.
Yo, Gamboa is better. Ness, you a hater. Man, what the fuck you were watching, bro? What fight were you watching, player? I'm not even going to give you a shout out for that comment, bro. Like, come on, man. Look at that. I see Letterman seen it my way.
Yeah, because Jason Sosa was coming forward. That's all he needed.
True.
Come on, Terrell Letterman. You don't give him that much credit.
No, you're right. I want to know if that's not Gamboa's dad, because that dude looks massively tall. Who's this guy in there that he's dyeing his hair and shit, like red?
Because he's tall, he can't be Gamboa's dad? I mean, come on.
Nah, man.
His mom is really short.
Nah, man. You right, Gamboa embarrassed Salido, but that was, at 22 maybe or 26 and like 5 years ago. You know, we can't be living off that win any longer, for real.
I just wonder what the scorecards are. Very curious.
Shout out to my boy Chino. Chino's on a hot streak. He got a win with Thomas Lamana out in AC a couple days ago. I believe on November 18th or the 21st. Now he's over here in... Madison Square Garden. And if all things go right, he should pick up a win here with Sosa. Where do we go from here if you're Sosa, Matt?
Maybe like a Miguel Pichelt fight. I say
you go after Castellano now.
That fight was originally scheduled. It makes sense.
Yeah, Castellano has a couple losses. He's got the win over Gamboa, mutual opponent. And obviously, based off this, you know, Sosa needs to keep building, bro. We can't throw him back in a big fight just based off, you know, the division being thin and him having a name. he has no title. Let's let him, he needs some good fights, bro. 130, you know, maybe a Tank fight, right? If Tank can make weight. But I mean, that's a big fight. That's a name fight. So actually, that's not what he needs. He needs like a Castellano, someone else, maybe above a Castellano level.
Doesn't Jose Pedraza have a fight coming up? If he wins that, that makes some sense.
Okay.
Tevin Farmer obviously is fighting for a title. Oh, here we go. Michael Buck, we're reading them out now.
Damn, we already got an even scorecard. shit, man. What the fucking shit, man. Yo, a knockdown and a point deduction? Nah, man, that's fucking wild, bro. Wild. Damn, bro.
I can't believe it.
Oh, look at Sosa. Oh, you really should be
that must be a mistake.
Oh, man, bro.
I don't understand that.
That is crazy. Damn, bro.
I mean, robbery? I mean, can we say that?
That is crazy, yo.
But if you want to call in and give your immediate reactions, everyone, 1-425-569-5241. Call in right now. Otherwise, we're going to cut out pretty fast. And obviously,
now you see, this is what I'm saying now. But these numbers don't tell you about the knockdown or the point deduction. But excluding the point deduction, Matt, and the knockdown, these CompuBox numbers tell the story. And that story is a close fight. And this is what I'm saying about these guys that get robbed. You're allowing this to be close. Now, in the case of Sosa, you really can't say that because he got a knockdown and a point deduction. Outside of that, you know, could have made the knockdown look better, right? And it could have been another knockdown instead of a point deduction. But, I mean, I don't know what to say, yo. You know, if it smells like what it is, you know what it is. This is just crazy. But I guess we'll be back for the Sergey Kovalev and Slava Shabaransky vacant title fight, where they're giving Sergey Kovalev an opportunity to win one of his belts back. And, you know, it just feels like that, Matt. Like, they're giving opportunities to people because, I'm sorry, I didn't see Gamboa winning that fight. I mean, with all that clinching, what the fuck were they scoring, to be honest with you, man? I mean, he was clinching all day. You know, and I remember in the early rounds, I did say, hey, this could look different for some judges. Gamboa is doing combination punches. But come on, at the end, the second half of the fight, no way, bro. No way.
That was there's no way you can make sense of that.
I'm glad we see the same thing there.
I mean, we do have Amin. Amin just called in, so obviously we're going to go to King Amin very quickly to get his immediate reaction. To see if it's not just us. Maybe Amin saw it that it was closer than what we saw it. Though I understand, you know, you said it at one point. Jason Sosa's not throwing enough. And Gamboa was shoe-shining. He was evading shots.
Yo, but go. Yo, Sosa did so much body work. Come on, man. You heard me.
I know. Hey, I know.
Yo, and then the knockdown and the point. I mean, you know what? It's crazy, but it is what it is, brother. It is what it is. Let's go out there, Amin.
The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up. Let's make it sufficient. Everybody, let's agree with it.
I mean. Oh no, it's so sad.
No, I mean, the king is what I mean.
Blog Talk has been acting up a little bit though, so could just be Blog Talk.
It could just be, but on that note, I'm about to watch my boy Barrera that I went to. Yo, is he really crying on the way to the ring, this Dominican? This is what I'm saying about trying to back my own con.
Oh man, shout out to the Dominicans, man.
Yo, man, he looked old as fuck. He really crying.
Hey, they're an emotional people. Okay. I work with a Dominican. Trust me, they're an emotional group, okay?
Yo, he wowing right now. What he signed a Rock Nation?
No, that's not Rock Nation. That's RAC. That's not ROC, I think. I could be wrong.
I don't know. He bouncing around too much and the tears keep landing on the camera.
Yeah, but we're out. We're gonna see you back for some.
I'm out.
Great Kovalev, Shabransky. Peace.
I'm out of 8,000, yo. Yo, man. RIP to Jason Sosa's record, man. They playing him.